आकाशवाणी शिलांग द नॉर्थ ईस्ट न्यूज बुलेटिन रेड बाय संदीप चक्रवर्ती. द हेडलाइंस. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla extend greetings to the people of Nagaland, particularly the Sikh community, on the occasion of Guru Nanak Dev Ji's birth anniversary. The Office of the Controller of Communication Accounts, North East India Circle, Department of Telecommunications, to organize a digital life certificate camp at the BSNL office, Tora, tomorrow. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu hands over land compensation check worth 26.31 crore rupees to 300 beneficiaries from low Shiaro villages under Mukto Assembly constituency. And Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar visit Manipur's Noni district and reviews various developmental programs being taken up in the district. Now the news in details. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended his greetings to the people of Nagaland, particularly the Sikh community, on the occasion of Guru Nanak Dev Ji's birth anniversary. In his message, he emphasized Guru Nanak's universal message of love, peace and humanism, which continues to inspire and enlighten people across the world. Highlighting the Guru's call to live with compassion, selflessness and devotion to the service of others, the Governor urged all citizens to uphold these noble ideas and strive to create a society founded on harmony, equality and goodwill. In Manipur, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar visited Noni district and reviewed various development programs being taken up in the district. The minister arrived in Imphal yesterday on a three-day visit. Upon arrival at the district by chopper, the minister held a meeting at Noni's DC office, where DC, SP and other district-level officers attended. He also inspected the exhibition stalls and interacted with officials and entrepreneurs. He also visited the world's tallest railway, Pier Bridge 4, under construction in the district. Following Manipur Governor's request to the Union Minister of Civil Aviation to increase number of flights and reduce flight fare in the strife-torn Manipur, Air India Express has decided to operate two additional daily flights for Imphal to Guwahati and Imphal to Kolkata, apart from limiting the flight fare at Rs. 6,000. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has appreciated the Civil Aviation Ministry and Air India Express for the initiative to ease out the connectivity issue plaguing Manipur. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday handed over a land compensation check worth 26.31 crore rupees to 300 beneficiaries from Low and Shiaro villages under Three Mukto Assembly constituency during his visit to Low Circle, Tawang district. Earlier, the Chief Minister also inspected the construction progress of the 40-bedded boys' hostel at Government Higher Secondary School, Low. While sharing the news on a social media post, CM Khandu said the 20-bedded girls' hostel has already been completed, while the boys' hostel construction is in progress. The Office of the Controller of Communication Accounts, North East India Circle, Department of Telecommunications, is going to organize a digital life certificate camp at the BSNL office Tura tomorrow. It is a part of the nationwide DLC campaign 4. The campaign will assist pensioners in submitting their digital life certificates through Aadhaar-based face authentication technology to ensure 100% submission. Under this initiative, they will conduct 5 pensioners to an outreach camp across 5 cities in northeastern region to provide convenient and accessible services to all eligible pensioners. The target is around 1,000 pensioners whose digital life certificates are due to expire in November 2025 and has been conducted under the nationwide DLC Campaign 4 organized by the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Ministry of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, APLA at 50 Outreach Connect, reached Government Model College Jeku, Upper Siang district yesterday, marking yet another milestone in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. Organized in collaboration with Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, Paphum Pare district, with coordination by its Center for Distance and Online Education, the program sought to bring young minds closer to the state's legislative legacy. On this occasion, representing the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Dedu Poyom, librarian, spoke about the importance of the APLA at 50 milestone, noting that it represents 5 decades of legislative maturity, democratic resilience and inclusive governance. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said the government is committed to tribal welfare. Speaking at the launch of Chief Minister Tribal Women Weaver Development Program in Agartala under the Chief Minister Tribal Development Scheme, 9,326 beneficiaries have received 25,000 rupees each, and new tribal hostels will soon be built. He added that 3 crore rupees has been sanctioned to preserve tribal culture and 19 crore rupees for solar power and water facilities in hostels. Nearly 40% of the state's expenditure in 2025-26 is directed towards autonomous district council area development. Dr. Saha also stressed using modern technology to expand Tripura's handloom industry, which is earning national and international recognition. Sikkim Lok Sabha MP Indra Hang Subba held a meeting with the Director General of the Border Roads Organization, Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan. They also discussed on critical infrastructure development in the state, particularly the proposed alternative highway alignment to North Sikkim. Subba highlighted the strategic and economic importance of developing an alternative highway to ensure all-weather connectivity to the northern districts of Sikkim. He apprised the Director General of the pressing need to expedite the planning and execution of the new highway, emphasizing that the region's proximity to international borders makes improved infrastructure a matter of national security. DG Lieutenant Srinivasan assured that the matter would receive due consideration and that necessary studies and consultations will be initiated to identify the most feasible alignment. The process of Census 2027 has begun in the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In this regard, a 3-day training program of enumerators and supervisors for pre-test of house listing operation for selected wards, Ward 4 and 7 of Pasighat Municipal Council, East Siang District for Urban Areas, began at Pasighat Smart City Conference Hall. Deputy Director Census Operations Arunachal Pradesh Utpal Sharma, as master trainer while addressing the trainees, has impressed upon that the Census 2027 will be special in the sense that it will be conducted in purely digital mode. Data collection from field will be done with the help of specially designed mobile apps. Entire process of census will be managed and monitored by Census Management and Monitoring System, CMMS portal. An option for the public will be available to record the details by themselves with the help of self-enumeration portal, which is already open with effect from 1st November 2025 till 7th November 2025. Residents of that area can opt for their self-enumeration during this period, will be finalized by the respective enumerator during their field visit with effect from 10th to 30th November 2025. In East Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Commissioner East Siang, Sonalika Jiwani, yesterday inaugurated a design and technology development workshop on cane and bamboo crafts under the Comprehensive Handicraft Cluster Development Initiative Scheme at the ADTH office, Pasighat. The workshop, organized by the Department of Industries under the aegis of Ministry of Textiles, Government of India, aims to upgrade skills of artisans, promote, innovate designers, and align handicraft products with national and international demands. Deputy Commissioner urged the trainee artisans to take up self-employment ventures in the handicraft sector for their economic empowerment, and also advised for identifying market demands and market gap while stressing on local products with global quality. The Meghalaya government has sanctioned 45 crore rupees for resurfacing major roads in Shillong, replacing the smart road project. This was informed by the Deputy Chief Minister in charge of transport, Snobhalang Dhar, yesterday. The work is expected to be completed within the current working season, aiming to improve the city's infrastructure, Dhar said. The Deputy Chief Minister also outlined measures to improve public transport in Shillong, focusing on reducing traffic congestion. Dhar attributed traffic congestion as a major challenge and said, due to this, the government is developing new parking lots to address the issue. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.